It's February 24th, 2020. This is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with John Biggs for your time-saving news roundup. Just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. And now, the news.
Can Bitcoin survive above $10,000? Bitcoin retreated again after crossing to five figures early on Monday, establishing the psychological level of 10K as the resistance level to beat. After briefly touching $10,008 at 1:30 a.m. UTC, the cryptocurrency had fallen back to $9,600 an hour and a half later. Another attempt during Sunday's early U.S. trading hours also saw prices hit just above 10K, only to plunge $200 an hour later. The failure to break 10K has poured cold water over the optimism generated by the forward momentum seen over the past few days. Bitcoin is trading at $9,804 on the CoinDesk price index, while Ether is back up to $271.
Meanwhile, in Europe, Ukraine's central bank likes crypto but doesn't like blockchains. Representatives of a number of the world's central banks discussed their decentralized currency projects last week in Kiev, Ukraine. The one-day conference was arranged by the National Bank of Ukraine, or NBU. The speakers included representatives of NBU's peers from Canada, Japan, Lithuania, Finland, the Netherlands, Belarus, Uruguay, and South Africa. The Ukrainian bank ran its own e-money trial and found things lacking. Tests showed that, quote, "There's no fundamental advantages in using specifically the distributed ledger technology to build a centralized e-money issuance system," end quote. However, the central bank did not rule out an alternative decentralized model in which multiple trusted payment processors would issue e-money. The discussion comes at a time when the world's two largest economies are each seriously exploring the possibility of issuing a CBDC, although China appears to be much further down the road than the United States. Our take? Blockchain hype aside, the idea of using decentralized technologies for fundamentally centralized projects like central bank digital currencies has always been more trouble than it's worth. Bitcoin and blockchain showed the world it was possible to build such systems by removing a central point of failure, which could be suppressed by those who already have a monopoly on currency issuance. But for central banks, that's simply not the case. Given they already have this power and already claim this monopoly for local currency issuance, the only potential benefits are better security. And even then, blockchain isn't the solution, just a solution, and one with meaningful costs. It's a bit like making a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich, but throwing away the bacon, lettuce, and tomato. At some point, you realize you didn't really want a sandwich at all, just a couple pieces of bread. More on this story as it develops.
Reginald Fowler, an alleged operator behind payment processor Crypto Capital, was charged with wire fraud Friday, in addition to existing charges of bank fraud, operation of unlicensed money transmission business, and conspiracy. According to an indictment filed Friday, Fowler allegedly created a scheme to obtain money by means of false and fraudulent pretenses and directed the funds to a professional sports league. While the indictment does not name the league, Fowler was previously the primary investor in the Alliance of American Football, a short-lived alternative to the National Football League that collapsed in the middle of its first season last year. Fowler was originally arrested for allegedly operating Global Trading Solutions, LLC, which appears to be tied to Crypto Capital, a payment processor crypto exchanges use to access banking services. Quadriga CX and Bitfinex are two of the exchanges that apparently use Crypto Capital to process user funds.
A company called Travel Bybit is making an offer to smaller crypto projects that they hope can't be refused, namely giving those smaller tokens some meaningful utility, at least as a starting point. Quote, "What I'm looking for are token projects who are prepared to transfer a reasonable amount of their currency into travel credits with us and will make us their travel partner in return for allowing their users to do the same. This immediately creates a clear real-world use case for their coin," end quote, said CMO Ben Rogers. The company started accepting crypto for its booking platform in 2017. Most recently, they connected to Expedia to expand into the travel payments space.
Simpsons did it first. The latest episode of The Simpsons has delved into the complex world of cryptocurrencies. Titled Frinkcoin, the show aired on Sunday and features TV's most beloved scientist and Big Bang Theory star Jim Parsons. Parsons led his voice to the show, appearing on screen to talk about the really cool subject of distributed consensus-based cryptocurrency. "For cryptocurrencies to work," he said, "we need a record of every transaction that occurs. These are recorded on what's called a distributed ledger." Then a distributed ledger sang,
"I'm the consensus of shared and synchronized digital data spread across multiple platforms from Shanghai to Grenada. Each day I'm closer to being cash of the future, not in your wallet, I'm in your computer, oh yeah."
When you use the currency, the transaction is recorded in the ledger.
As Homer Simpson would say, this is good for Bitcoin.
I can dig it.
And that's the news.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday. If you're enjoying the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, your favorite platform. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.